Boker Tov, good morning, everyone, or whenever you're listening to this. Could be a good afternoon or good evening to you. Finishing what we start is day three, and I just went to a beautiful siyum yesterday. A siyum is a celebration of the completion of some serious part of the Torah, whether it's the written Torah, the oral Torah, and my good friend, Rabbi Eli Krimsky, his son, made a siyum in honor of his bar mitzvah of a certain section of the Mishnah. And this kid, he's 13 years old, just bar mitzvah. You had to see like the joy in him for finishing something. Because when we finish something that we start, there's no greater joy than that. And there's no greater frustration than being involved in something and not seeing the conclusion of our efforts. I tell the story in this entry of the famous, the great hero, Yoni Netanyahu, who was the commander of Israel's elite Sayeret Matkal commando forces. And he was the one that led the incredible raid at Entebbe that saved all of the Jewish hostages that were taken by Palestinian and German terrorists back in 1976. But he was killed in the operation, and he never got to see, he never got to be able to experience, you know, sort of the fruits of his labor, like what he sacrificed for. And that could be very, very frustrating, just as it's so satisfying to be able to feel the positive energy of completing something. And that's why I mentioned also some of the Torah in this entry, that the Torah tells us that there are three individuals who are exempt in the Torah for military service. And one person is an individual who builds a home but hasn't lived in it yet. A second person is someone who's planted a vineyard but hasn't redeemed it. And then the third, someone who gets engaged but hasn't been married yet. Now, these three individuals are singled out and, you know, for exemptions. They don't have to serve in the Jewish military. I'm not saying it applies today in Israel, but certainly in the days of the Torah. The question is, why are these three types of people, someone who builds a home but hasn't moved in, plants a vineyard but hasn't redeemed it, engaged but not yet married, how come they're any more worthy of a military exemption than anyone else? And I quoted my friend, Rabbi Ari Berman, who's the president of Yeshiva University, who said, because it's more distressing to have your life cut short after working so hard to build something, but before you're able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And what the Torah wants us to do really is to develop a sensitivity, not only to human life, but to further empathize with those who work hard to reach a certain life goal, only to have their dreams snatched away. And we have to be especially more sensitive to those around us who work really hard at something and don't get it. We need to be there for them. And we need to realize how important it is to be able to finish what we start, and the great feeling you have when you make that siyum. Siyum is the party, the celebration I went to yesterday, you know, when you complete something, because it's so important. Whatever it is, you know, we're doing this 40-day challenge, stick to it. Do it every day, because when you stick to something and you finish it, it's the best feeling in the world, and it eggs you on to do more. That's why, by the way, the Siyum Hashas, people committing to finishing all of the Talmud in 7 years, which is a big, big commitment. I mean, I was able to do it. I was zocheh to do this a few years ago. Kept at it for 7.5 years, you know, 7 days a week. It was the best in the world. Now, I want to counterbalance that, because the rabbis in the ethics of our fathers teach, and I didn't put this in the chapter, and that's what you get when you come on this great WhatsApp group, my friends. You get Torah that's not even in the book. And what does it say in the ethics of our fathers, Pirkei Avot? Lo alecha hamlacha ligmar, velo ata ben chorin libatel mimana. It's not for you to finish the task. So yeah, ideally, finish. Always finish what you start. Ideally. But what happens is that we often, psychologically, then don't do things we otherwise could, because we're like, oh, I'm not going to finish it, not going to do it. Don't take it on then. No, the rabbis in the ethics of our fathers, Pirkei Avot, are telling us otherwise. They're telling us it's okay, even if you don't think you're going to finish it, because there's some value in whatever Torah study. Let's say you don't finish the 40 days. Shouldn't you do 20, 25, 5 days, 1 day of Torah, right? Is it not worth it? The rabbis are saying, lo alecha hamlacha ligmar. It's not for you to finish the task. On the other hand, velo ata ben chorin lehibatel mimena, also can't be exempt from it. So I want to sort of counterbalance what I wrote in the finishing what we start. It's the best thing in the world, and I really encourage it. But don't be afraid to take on something new, because I'm not going to finish it, because then we're going to be losing out on some other kind of spiritual challenge or some other kind of professionally at work, right? Sign up for it. I don't want to say be the yes man, say yes to everything. No, try to say yes to the things you think you're going to finish. But even if you don't, it's still a tremendous value, especially because when it comes to Torah, there's value in every little letter and every word. Have a great day. Finish what you start. But even if you can't, embark on it in any way.